Do you always feel like you are trying to change your behavior so that you can have a better opinion of yourself? This is how I used to operate all the time. I would feel bad about something about myself, biting my nails, binge eating, whatever it was. And I would just want so badly to be able to just change the behavior because I felt like I wasn't going to be able to feel good about myself or respect myself until I did. But the only technique I knew was shaming myself, and that never fucking worked. And so it was just an endless, endless cycle of like vowing to be different and not really having any idea how, and then shockingly not really being able to change. That is super common, and it's because we don't understand how our thoughts impact and create our behavior. And so we have it backwards most of the time. So in today's sneak peek from the book, I'm going to explain what that means, how we have it backwards, and talk about the kind of basic outline of how to resolve that. Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Kara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome to the third episode of this limited mini-series we're doing with a sneak peek of each chapter of Take Back Your Brain, where I also share what the disappearing bonus of the week is. So today we're talking about chapters 3 and 4 of the book. And if you listened to last week's episode, I talked about what it means to receive your negative emotions and why that's the key to helping them dissipate faster. And then today, chapter 3 and 4 of the book, we're talking about thoughts, which is why we're all here, right? We know our brains are talking some shit, and we want to try to change that. So in chapter 3, we dive into what thoughts actually are, how they show up in your brain, and we get deep into how they relate to your behavior. Most of us have this completely backwards, right? We come to coaching because we want to change our behavior in order to change our thinking. Or our thoughts, or our self-perception, our self-image, our self-esteem, however you call it. So someone will come for coaching, for example, and they'll say, I really hate how my hands look because I bite my nails. It looks messy. It's unprofessional. You know, I can't ever get a manicure, and I need coaching to help me stop biting my nails so I can feel like a confident grown-up at work and not be embarrassed in meetings. This hypothetical person, but you're all going to be able to plug in something similar for you, wants to change their action to make their brain think a different thought about them. But that is not how thought and actions work. Your actions don't cause your thoughts. Your thoughts actually cause your actions. Thinking, this looks unprofessional, I need to stop, does not actually make you stop, right? You've already tried that. Again, biting your nails may not be your thing, but whatever your thing is you want to change, you've been trying for a long time beating yourself up about it, shaming yourself. You wouldn't need to come to coaching if that worked. Think about how you talk to yourself about that action, and is that working for you? I'm going to guess that it's not because I've never seen it work. So in the book, I teach you how your thoughts actually cause your actions. And so to change your actions, you have to change your thoughts. Just like to change your feelings, you have to change your thoughts. We're noticing a pattern here, right? Think about it this way. Why does a person bite their nails? Because they're stressed. It's a coping mechanism, right? It's a self-soothing attempt. What do you create when you yell at yourself about biting your nails? You create more emotional stress, so you bite your nails even more. Most negative habits that people want to change are something that the person is doing because of emotional stress, to self-soothe or to avoid or to numb out. Whatever it is. So when you shame yourself about it, you're just creating more emotional stress. And we already know that your reaction to emotional stress is to do the behavior you're trying to change. So if we want to change our behavior, we have to change the thoughts that are creating that behavior. And when we do that, we're able to create different returns. And that's what I really get into in chapter 4 of the book. This is a new concept that I haven't taught on the podcast in this way before that I've really introduced in the book. And it's essentially a way of measuring and understanding what output you are getting for your investment of time and emotional and mental energy into a certain thought pattern. Understanding your returns lets you see how much power you have over your life and the ways you're already impacting your life. and it helps you figure out how you need to change your thinking in order to create different returns. It helps you figure out what thoughts might be better investments for you. So after chapters 3 and 4 of the book, you will understand how to analyze your current thinking to see what it is creating for you. Just like in that example of the nail biting, where we think, yes, my thoughts are true and good and useful, but then when we break it down, they're not helping. And how to come up with new, better thoughts to invest your time and energy in. But I do not want you to have to wait until you get this book to be able to start practicing this, because understanding how to change your thinking and see the returns you're creating and change those, it's literally the secret to life. And if you start doing this today, in the next 6 weeks, by the time the book comes out, you can already have dramatically reduced your negative emotion and increased the positive, helpful thoughts that you're thinking. Like, your behaviors and habits and actions can be really different in 6 weeks. I'm not saying they're going to be perfect, but you can make significant progress. So that's why when you pre-order Take Back Your Brain this week, and this week only, you will get a guide on how to coach yourself that you can start using right away before the book even comes out. This is an instant access bonus. As soon as you place the pre-order, you'll be able to access this guide. It is a concise how-to, step-by-step guide to coaching yourself so you can start practicing that new skill and changing your thoughts right away. If you already pre-ordered, you're already getting this guide. You don't have to do anything else. It's going to show up in your email box. If you haven't, you're going to want to pre-order the book this week. You have to pre-order by midnight Sunday this week, April 14th, to get this guide to self-coaching. And if you pre-order this week, you're going to get all the remaining bonuses I'm going to release. Next week, I'm doing a bonus on how to do a social media detox. We've got a workbook on releasing perfectionism coming up, a list of my favorite money mindset beliefs, so much good stuff. So pre-order right now so you get this guide on how to coach yourself, plus all those other bonuses when they roll out. You can go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. +1-347-997-1784. If you just want the book and you don't want any bonuses, you can always pre-order wherever you usually get your books. But if you want the bonuses, come pre-order with us. And if you are an international listener, we have a way for you to get your bonuses too. If you are in the UK, Australia, or New Zealand, we have a link to the version that's coming out in your country. So wherever you're living, you want to go to unfuckyourbrain.com/book. And I'll see you on Thursday for our third episode in the Feminist Mindset Principles. This one is about the three premises of self-coaching. So I'll be a perfect fit with this self-coaching guide. Go and pre-order today. unfuckyourbrain.com/book or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is book.